For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn. The Supreme Court of Virginia will hear oral arguments today regarding last week's vote in favor of a constitutional amendment that would redraw the state's congressional districts. We'll have a preview of today's arguments and how a nearly century-old ruling could inform today's hearing. Meanwhile, dozens of horses were quarantined after exposure to a disease at an event in Culpeper County, and fluctuating temperatures over the past week have impacted Virginia's wineries. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, April 27th. Virginians voted last Tuesday in favor of a constitutional amendment that would redraw the state's congressional districts to favor Democrats. But the Supreme Court of Virginia will hear oral arguments in a case that could overturn that election today. Radio IQ's Brad Kuttner has this report.
For former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, Monday's oral arguments in a lawsuit against Democrats' redistricting effort will focus on one big issue.
When they passed the amendment for the first time, 6 weeks into the election, after over a million people had voted, and they want the court to declare the election simply when the votes are counted as opposed to when the votes are cast.
Now the chairman of the Conservative Election Transparency Initiative, Cuccinelli, said the timing is a problem because the Virginia Constitution requires an intervening election to have occurred. In his eyes, the ongoing nature of the election makes the first passage of the amendment by the General Assembly, less than a week before Election Day 2025, a violation of state law. But Democratic Majority Leader Scott Surovell, among the loudest advocates for redistricting, disagrees.
Virginia has been doing early voting since World War I. It was enacted so that World War I soldiers could vote. What election means in code and in the Constitution has been consistent for years. It's the last day of the election. It's not the entire period that voting's going on.
And in legal briefs filed before the Supreme Court of Virginia, Virginia Attorney General Jay Jones argued similarly. But is the former AG worried about how voters who supported the amendment would react if a Republican-led lawsuit overturns their vote?
The brazenness with which it was done will draw the attention of people who complain about it properly to the source, and that is the Democrat General Assembly.
Oral arguments in the dispute start Monday at 9 a.m. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
Meanwhile, Radio IQ's Michael Pope tells us about a precedent from the 1930s that could influence the justice's verdict on today's hearing.
Democrats in the General Assembly created a partisan map to harm Republicans, and then the Supreme Court of Virginia declared it was unconstitutional. That's what happened in 1932 when the court threw out the congressional map 3 weeks before the November election. Legal expert Rich Kelsey says the Supreme Court of today is not looking at election results from the referendum or the deadline for candidates to qualify for office.
The Virginia Supreme Court has a rich history of doing exactly what it thinks it should do, irrespective of what anyone thinks it will do. And I expect that that tradition will continue.
Mark Rozelle is dean of the Schar School at George Mason University, and he says the current debate over the hyper-partisan amendment has echoes of how the Democrats drew the congressional map in 1932.
It was a blatantly partisan redistricting in order to advantage the Democrats who had the power at that time. And of course, the Republicans are saying today that the redistricting plan was a blatant partisan power grab intended to diminish Republican representation.
Justices of the Supreme Court will rule when they're good and ready, although the deadline for candidates to file for office is next month. I'm Michael Pope.
Dozens of horses have been quarantined after potential exposure to a highly contagious neurological disease at a show in Culpeper County. Event organizers say that a horse at the April 17th show had a confirmed case of the disease known as EHM. 42 horses at the show and 13 from the horse's home farm in Loudoun County have been placed under a 21-day quarantine. Virginia's Agriculture Department says the virus that causes the disease is not transmissible to humans. Vineyards across the Commonwealth experienced a severe frost event last week that damaged early season grape growth. That's according to a report from the Virginia Wineries Association, which said the temperatures will significantly impact the 2026 Virginia wine vintage. The unseasonably low temperatures have affected vineyards during a critical stage of vine development in multiple regions, including many in the Shenandoah Valley and Central Virginia. Vineyard teams are assessing conditions and implementing mitigation strategies where possible, in spite of the damage. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn. Thanks for listening and have a great day.